Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Woman arrested after allegedly setting fire to shed while intoxicated. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A woman is facing charges after allegedly starting a fire behind a shed in a Gillette neighborhood Tuesday evening. According to Gillette Police Sergeant Christine Winterhaller, officers were called just before 6 p.m. to 8th Street after a 29-year-old man reported a woman was burning a shed in his backyard. The man told police he did not know the woman, and a report from the Campbell County Fire Department indicates she was simply passing through the area. When officers made contact, the 35-year-old woman told them she started the fire because she believed there were black panthers inside the shed. Winterhaller said it wasn't clear whether she was referring to the animal or the action characters. The woman was found to have two lighters in her possession, along with mail that she had used to start the fire with charred edges. Fire crews were able to quickly extinguish the flames, and only minor damage was reported to the shed. The 35-year-old woman was cited for third-degree arson and intoxication. Weston County Clerk arrested on new felony charges ahead of removal trial. Weston County Clerk Becky Hadlock has been arrested on new felony charges tied to her handling of the 2024 general election, according to newly filed court records. According to Wildfile, state investigators allege Hadlock knowingly submitted a false post-election audit report that showed no errors. However, a later review of the same ballots identified 21 discrepancies. According to an affidavit from the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation, Hadlock certified that zero errors were found among 75 sampled ballots, despite instructions from the Wyoming Secretary of State's office to visually compare ballot images with official vote records. Hadlock now faces two felony charges, violating election code as a public official and falsifying election documents. Each charge carries a potential penalty of up to 5 years in prison. The arrest comes less than a week before Hadlock is scheduled to stand trial in a separate case that could determine whether she is removed from office. That case stems from allegations of misconduct and malfeasance, including filing a false audit and failing to comply with a legislative subpoena. The investigation began after Weston County Sheriff Brian Colvard requested state assistance following a major election night error. Officials say Hadlock used incorrect ballots, leading to a significant undercount in the uncontested House District 1 race for House Speaker Chip Nyman. While a hand count later corrected the results, concerns remained among voters about why the initial post-election audit did not catch the issue. Those concerns delayed certification efforts and prompted legislative scrutiny. Investigators also report that two individuals told them they overheard Hadlock describe required election audits as stupid. The new charges mark the third legal case involving Hadlock. She was previously charged with a misdemeanor for failing to appear at a legislative committee meeting after being subpoenaed. Natrona District Attorney Dan Itzen is serving as a special prosecutor in the removal case following direction from Governor Mark Gordon for the Attorney General's office to pursue Hadlock's removal after complaints from Weston County voters. Hadlock's attorney has indicated the new charges were expected but declined to comment further. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.